Blog Talk Radio.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Beklein provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily lighting arrays, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
You listen to Show Talk with Angela, but my guest today is going to be G-Man, the original man of hip-hop. So just sit tight and listen.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose...
The Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24-7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Next, we're going to listen to G-Man's song while we're waiting for him to call in, featuring Devon, Be Where You Are.
I know you always worry about me, girl, I'm just in my zone. You know it don't take long for me to be in your sight. Right or wrong, don't matter when we fuss and we fight, you know. When we riding on the high, they can't get us apart. Down I-65, me and you in the dark. Now down to the world, sunshine when I ride. I just wanna be
trust me, I ain't gonna be long. You admit to everything, how you going wrong? Tell me one good thing, if I'm on your mind, how things gonna change?
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, chorus, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means the cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Man is also making a film, and it's called G-Man the Bodyguard. He's working on a reality show. G-Man is the former hype man for Rob Bass, as you probably know from my Facebook postings, and DJ Easy Rock. He also was signed by CEO Joy Robinson of the Sugar Hill record label. G-Man has been a personal bodyguard, so he's been around the business a long time. He worked with Rob Basis, the former hype man. He was also signed by, as I said, Sugar Hill Record Label, which is CEO Joy Robbins of the Sugar Hill Record Label. So he is truly the original man of hip hop. He's looking to keep everything clean, so that's a good thing. And this show is the official welcome to real school hip hop. So while we're waiting, we're gonna play some more of his song, and hopefully he'll be on soon.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're waiting on G-Man. He should be here shortly, so just hold on, and he'll be here. All right, thank you.
So wrong, I know you always worry about me, girl, I'm just in my zone. You know it don't take long for me to be in your sight. Right or wrong, don't matter when we fuss and we fight, you know.
Call back in. Play another one of his songs, Who That Got Your Back.
Yeah, yeah. Some people get false prophesied. Feel me? Claim they got your back. Well, alright. Say who they got your back. 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 Got your back when times be getting rough. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when times be getting tough. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when you can't take no more. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when you down on the floor. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when times be getting rough. Ooh. Who they got your back when times be getting tough. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when you can't take no more. Ooh. Tell who they got your back when your back gets so warm. Tell
Hello, G-Man.
Speaking.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. So you used to work with Raw Bass and DJ Easy, am I right?
Easy Rock.
Or did I say it?
Easy Rock.
No,
Raw Bass and DJ Easy Rock, you said it right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was the hype man. I was the hype man and his personal bodyguard.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like that would be a lot of fun. So you bringing back real school hip-hop. Am I right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of not bringing it back. It's kind of creating a new form of hip-hop, which is the up-tempo version of fun back in hip-hop and fun back in music and keeping it clean, taking accountability for the messages you put out in your music and out into the community as a whole. Feel me?
Yes. I feel you. So you're using cleanness. You're not using the dirty words and things. Okay. That's nice.
No, nothing negative. We don't do the negative thing. It's kind of like the old school has dropped the ball and haven't took the time to build with the young guys and the young ladies and teach them what this culture really was about. So, and the new school don't really know what they're doing, so therefore they're just rapping, and I'm not a rapper. I'm an MC and an entertainer. You know, when you rap, you just talk about anything that comes to your mind, or you talk about negative connotation type situations like your money, your cars, your houses, the women, degrading women, hurting your community. But when you do real school hip-hop, you don't do that. You take accountability for what you say.
Yes, that is
so,
true.
So therefore, it's not a rapper, it's an MC. And MC, see, we don't rock rhymes, we rock crowds.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, that's wonderful. I like the way you talk, and I like the way you present everything.
I
noticed on one of your songs, Be Where You Are, you had Michael Jackson in the background.
I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, and everybody wants to be one. If you're an artist or entertainer or even a fan, you always wanted to be somewhere close to Michael Jackson or be a part of what he had, which was all positive stuff. If you notice, Mike never did nothing negative when it came to his talent or his music. So that's kind of where I'm at, and it's kind of a metaphor for what somebody you may love is maybe not around you at the time or have passed on, and you just kind of want to be where they are. You know, on a spiritual level even, it's a metaphor for you want to be where they are. So it's kind of, I took Michael Jackson's hook from he did when he was a young kid and put it into a new sound in the new day style of this real school hip-hop. And being that I'm as a bodyguard, I bodyguard a few of his brothers and stuff. So it made it a common sense thing. I had this song recorded like 3 years before Mike even passed away, but I refused to release it. And then a year after he passed away, I was doing a Michael Jackson kind of a reunion up in Gary, Indiana, and I spoke to his mom and his dad and told them what my perspective was on, and I got the blessing to go ahead and do what I needed to do. So at that point, I decided to go ahead and release Who That Got Your Back. Be Where You Are, and as a tribute to Michael Jackson and as a love favor to him and his family, I'm giving it to the public for free. So I'm not selling Be Where You Are. That's a gift from G-Man and Michael to the fans and to the world. You feel me?
Oh, I see you. All right. So you were a fan of Michael Jackson. I think everybody was. Is still. It was tragic the way he passed away.
Yes, it was.
So you released your single, and you're also making a reality show, aren't you?
I actually just got through finishing the sizzle reel out in Phoenix, Arizona. And like this Sunday that just passed, this past Sunday, which would have been the 15th, I did a nice sizzle reel for the reality show called G-Man the Bodyguard. And what makes this reality show a lot different than some of the reality shows out there is I'm not an actor. I'm an actual bodyguard. I'm an actual entertainer. I'm an actual chef. I do hair, like from barber. I do hair for some of my lady clients that are bodyguard, and I have a lot of different attributes that my God has instilled in me. So I use all of my attributes as a bodyguard to live my everyday life. You know what I mean? So a lot of the celebrities that I work with, and that could be VIPs of different genres and different backgrounds, from sports to movies, from TV screens, from music and stage, as well as dignitaries such as 2-3-star generals. So I kind of really get it in across the board when it comes to this entertainment industry.
Yes, I can understand that, and I see that by your style of music. You were signed to Sugar Hill Record Label by the CEO, Joy Robinson, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was signed by Joy Robinson directly to his subsidiary label, which is entitled Born in Me Records, which translated turns into my friends, my good friends. And so being a part of Sugar Hill, I got to learn a lot of different aspects of the industry, some of the goods and some of the bad, some of the do's and some of the don'ts. And one thing that I did learn was I cataloged every record, every album, every tape, every reel-to-reel, every 8-pack reel-to-reel. We say 8-pack, 16-inch reel-to-reels. We're talking old-school type of recording of equipment. Now they got the CDs and the DAT tapes and all that. We used reel-to-reel back then, and I canned catalog thousands and thousands and thousands of records that was in his hand, which Miss Sylvia Robinson, the owner of Sugar Hill Records, God bless her, who had a hit song back in the day called Pillow Talk, and her graceful husband, Mr. Joseph Robinson Sr. You know, I've learned a lot from them, sitting down and talking to them. So from Sugar Hill, I learned a lot about the business. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You've learned a lot in your lifetime. You also cook, you said. You cook, and where do you cook at? Is
yes,
it just
ma'am,
at home
chef.
Or professionally?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a chef by trade. I got my degree in culinary arts, and sometimes as you get older, you're gonna make some mistakes, and with God in your corner all the time, you can turn a positive from a bad situation and make it a great situation for all those around. So, and as a youngster, I was involved in athletics, I played basketball, football, I ran track, and I got into some issues as a young child when I ended up lashing out when I should have been calm, and I didn't be calm. I became a little aggressive because I didn't like names that were being called, that I was being called by some different people, and I lashed out and I got a little aggressive with them, which I was wrong in doing because there was better ways to handle the situation. But when you're young, you make dumb and immature mistakes. So one of them was I lashed out and I got kicked out of school, but I didn't let my mother down because I signed myself into the Job Corps. I went and got my cooking diploma there, my GED, and then I graduated from there and with honors in less than the amount of time acquired, and ended up going out to Treasure Island, learning how to cook on cruise ships and getting my degree in culinary arts. So throughout the years, every attribute that I got, whether it was from that, from culinary to home improvement, which is subcontracting, to whatever the case may be, I get involved in it and I indulge myself deep into it and I become dedicated and I perfect what I do. So I just use all my attributes to become the man, or if some people say the Renaissance man, that I am now.
What does G-Man stand for?
Well, my name is George, but it doesn't stand for – the G don't come from the word George. The G comes from what my mother nicknamed me when I was young because she, for some reason, I always loved talking about God. And if you notice, if you hear me talking, whenever we talk, even in general conversation, I bring him up because without him, there'd be no me. So my mother nicknamed me her little God's man, so I took G-Man and from that, and that's what G stands for. It stands for God's man.
Stands for God's man. Oh, okay. All right. So you're filming the reality show G-Man, The Bodyguard. Can you tell us a little bit about the show, or is it all confidential?
Well, at this point, I'm not going to get into detail because it needs to. I just finished shooting the sizzle reel this week, so it has to go into post production, you know, and then it has to, once it's done, it has to be approved by myself and my team. Then it has to be approved by the agents that are interested, and then from there it has to go to the networks. And there's a few networks that's really hot on this because they're saying that this can be a culture shock because they have this look for from a bodyguard standpoint that has never been shown. And that, yes, there's millions of bodyguards, thousands of bodyguards, but are there bodyguards that know how to protect you and then also change suits and get up there and entertain you and then also get up there and help you with a whole lot of different facets such as artist development, promotion and marketing, teaching you the business, teaching you the industry, teaching the business and the industry the difference between the two, and then on top of that, give you a good spiritual uplifting word to guide you and let you know that it's okay to be an individual. It's okay to speak your mind. It's okay to pull your pants up. It's okay to be a gentleman. Chivalry is not dead. It's okay to open doors and pull out chairs and show the world that every man that you see out here is not ignorant, uneducated, and is less than a gentleman.
Okay. All right. So you're also a gentleman. I can tell by the way you talk. Does it bother you? Some of the song, not said bother you, but what do you think of the music, hip hop music that's put out today?
I think that it's all about corporate. I think it's all about numbers. I think it's all about how many glasses you can fill at the club, how many people you can come in and buy tickets. It's not about the message anymore. It's not about, like I said, the development of our community as a whole. It's all about how many endorsement deals can I get, how many promotional items I can give away or collect, how much money I can receive for what I do. And I don't do this for the money. And that's the God's honest truth. I do this because I love my culture, and most of all, I love my people. You got kids just a few weeks ago going around talking about they killed a gentleman jogging because they were bored. That means the kids has nothing to do. That means they're crying out. They're asking you to implement some things that can keep them busy. You don't have nothing out here to keep them busy. You're closing all their after-school programs. You took prayer out of school, but they don't have no respect for authority, no respect for spirituality, no respect for their parents, no respect for themselves, no respect for life. And that is not the children's fault. That is the adults' fault, that who are in control of the systems that are put in place for us to either be educated by or to learn by in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So the music that is coming out nowadays is reflecting just that. It's rebellious music. It's okay to be rebellious, but where does accountability start? And it starts with the parents. So we have to take accountability for the music we put out. The music that's coming out right now has no substance in it. I'm not knocking nobody's business or nobody's hustle or nobody's way of entertaining if that's what they want to be or being who they are as an individual. What I'm knocking is the message that's being sent. The message, like for instance, if it's okay if I'm a millionaire or half billionaire or whatever the case, and I go open up a whole chain of restaurants and stores and I guess will be sports, buy sports teams and do all these good things. That's all fine. That's dandy. But what do that do for my people? What do that do for my community? What do that do for my culture? What that says to me is that somebody need to step outside the box and open up some colleges, pay for their tuitions, pay for their accessories, so we can build the infrastructure of our people and our community from internally to externally, as opposed to externally to internally. We have to stand up and say we are tired and not just speak about it, because all the parents and all the churches and all the police and all the firemen, they are not being related to by these kids. The kids don't relate to them. The kids are running away from them. So they have to have somebody that help be a part of this culture to open it up, because they're affected by this hip-hop. They listen to this hip-hop. I've been doing this hip-hop game since the late 76, in the beginning of 77 to now. So there's not too many MCs or rappers or entertainers of this culture that has been in it as long as I have seen the beginning of the very first rap record put out to now. So I'm not knocking none of the rappers out there or none of the entertainers. What I'm knocking is the message that they're sending. It's the wrong message that they're sending out there. So that's why I'm not a big fan of today's music, because it's all about hooks and all and flashy this and flashy that. That's not what G-Man is about. G-Man is not about all that. G-Man is about helping my people become sane again, because some of us has lost our entire mind, period. And who's good enough to stand up and talk about it and without judging them. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying what is going on out here, and this is the truth. Look what happened on a military base. Look what's going on. Every single day we hear about negativity. When these kids do something wrong, it's every media and every mom, pop, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, they all there. But when these kids do something great, you don't hear nothing about it because negativity sells. Positivity fails in the mindset of the world.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with everything you're saying about the youth especially. I'm glad you are taking responsibility for the type of words you use and the music you put out. I think you're a great role model, and you're setting a great example. Maybe other rappers will follow you.
I commend them if they would, and I'm not trying to change who they are because they are, some people are setting their way. You know what I mean? You're not going to see G-Man at a nightclub getting inebriated, fighting, and I'm not going to. That's not me. I'm a grown man. I don't got time for that. You're not going to see me riding around the streets with my windows down and letting all my business out into the air. That's not what I do. That's not me. I don't use drugs. I don't drink, and it's not because I'm better than nobody. It's just that because I'm 47 years old, and I keep hearing people saying I don't look my age. That's because I put God in it first, and when you preserve God's traditions, you preserve. He preserved you. So that's reality. That's not a sermon. That's the truth.
Okay. All right. So you're trying to reach the youth, and you're trying to put out some real school hip-hop music.
Yes, ma'am.
That's never
yes,
been
ma'am.
Hit.
The other day at the video shoot out there, it was people out there that were 70 and 80 years old, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it to the point, and they was Caucasian. And I couldn't believe it to the point where I added them in the video just to show diversity that these people want to see clean music. They're not just talking about how much they don't like the negative music. They're putting their money and their energy and efforts behind it. We always talk about we don't like it, but let's do something about it. Here's real school hip-hop, clean up-tempo music, clean up-tempo fun music. If you're tired of it, here's an alternative. Do something about it. Say G-Man, get out there and push Tough Love. Push Who That Got Your Back. Push Be Where You Are. Push real school hip-hop.
Yes, real school hip-hop. I know that you're so passionate about this, and I think that's going to make a great change, and it's different than what I'm used to listening to on the radio and things like that, but I like your songs and I like your music. So, if you're trying to reach the younger generations, give them some role model and some cleaner music to listen to and open their minds? Because it seems like the youth are kind of dulled by the music.
I'm trying to reach everybody.
Music
I'm trying to let everybody
makes them seems to be clogging up their mind. Maybe they seem to want to follow the other hip hop artists and do what they do. And that's what they say in their songs, their hip-hop music. And it's really messing them up, who the role models are.
Yeah, but it's a follow game. It's follow the leader. And it's a shame to say this, but it's the blind leading the blind. It's like some of these young guys and young women want to break off in the entertainment business. And me as an artist developer, I see this all the time. They get with these companies and they sign these young kids to these multi-million-dollar deals, and they're not men and women, so they're going to make immature mistakes. I think they should stop signing these 18-year-old kids to these million-dollar deals, which makes them make more money than the average adult or most of the adults, and think that they're going to come in and act like gentlemen, and they're not, and young ladies, because they're not. And it's a follow game. You get some of these young artists that want to be in the business, and they got people trying to teach them the business, but the people that are teaching them the business never been on top, never made it to a certain plateau in their life. So how do you expect to make somebody else become a superstar when you've never been a superstar? You don't have no experience in being at the top of your game. So that's the blind leading the blind. So if that's the case, let's cut all the lights out in the entire universe and everybody just run as fast as you can, and let's see how far we get. You got
okay.
me?
We have a caller. Caller, do you have something to say? We have some callers, put it that way. Caller? Do you have something to say? I think you just called in to listen. ask another one. Hello, caller. Do you have something to say to G-Man? Okay, I guess not. I'll go to two more. Callers, do any of you have anything to say? I'm going to the next one. Hello, you have anything to say, G-Man? All right, I guess you just called in to listen. That's fine, too. I welcome the callers. The message that you're putting out is that, like you said, it's okay to pull up your pants. You know, I was told that that was started by the prison system.
Well, that's a old school. When I say old school, that's what in prison back in the day meant that you was an alternative lifestyle. An alternative means bisexual or homosexual, and that snagging up your pants, showing your underclothes meant that you was that way and you was available. I don't care how much the young guys think it's cool and they try to change the whole diagram, the diagraphic of it, the reality is that's where it came from. That's what it means to the older guys and the older women. That's exactly what that means. That doesn't mean you're cool. And when you walk around with these tight, skinny jeans on, that doesn't mean that you touch, that you cuff. That means that just means your tail bottoms rub close together. That's all. You know what I mean? So it is negative. It's totally negative, and it's disrespectful. You don't want you it kills you. These young guys, they pull their pants down and they claim that they want you to respect them, but they disrespecting everybody. They walk around your grandparents, your moms, your fathers, your sisters, your brothers with their tails showing, but they expect you to respect them.
Yes, and if you don't respect them, they get mad.
Yeah, and then they want to get violent. But see, with me, with this real school hip-hop, I'm not intimidated. I'm not scared. Remember, I'm a professional bodyguard that goes around the world and protects some of the real, when you want to say thugs, that are thugs, the people that call shots, the people that run those communities, the people that run half of the globe, 2-3-star generals and such like that. So as far as the young guys, I'm not intimidated. I'm here to help you. I don't want to hurt you. I'm here to help you. And if I can't help you, then we can agree to disagree and go our separate ways. But by no means necessary means that I'm less spiritual. I'm less than a man of God. And I'm just like Peter. If it gets down to it, if I have to protect somebody else's life, I'll cut your ear off and let God put it back.
Okay. All right. I hear you. So with the G-Man, the bodyguard, have you finished shooting, filming it? Have you finished filming what you're going to film, or is there more?
We finished the season with, and we finished that Sunday. We finished that. We shot it out in Phoenix, Arizona, at a place called the Octane Lounge. And if you ever get a chance to get out there, it's on 103rd Avenue, and the cross street kind of throws me a little bit. I'll think about it. It'll come to me, and I'll refresh that and bring it back up again. But we shot it out there. That sizzle reel is done, but now when the network and if the network's picked up, but my mindset is I believe in my God and I believe in all things. When he pick it up, when the network's pick it up, then they'll go into full production, and then we'll start filming and creating this reality long-term show with multiple episodes.
Okay. Where can my listeners go to buy your Be Where You Are, Who That Got Your Back, and the next song I'm going to play, Tough Love, finish the show with?
Well, you can go to SoundCloud. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to all of the major outlets that are on social media right now to get it. You can also go on Yahoo.com and you can dive from G-Man. You can type in original G-Man of hip hop. You can go to Bing, B-I-G, of course, search engine, and type in original G-Man, and you can get updates of all my interviews, or where you can buy stuff, where you can buy my merchandise, where you can buy the song, you know what I mean, and follow my show dates, because my tour,
right.
My shows are totally exciting.
That's
this insane. Is what they're telling me. This is coming from other people, how electrifying it is. It's clean, it's up-tempo, and believe me, when you come to see a G-Man show, you might want to wear some gym shoes because you get a workout, because it's a nostalgic show.
Okay,
it has a lot of the old smashes that I was a part of back in the day. I do some of the It Takes Two, some of the Joy and Pains, and such hits like that. And I take you on an old school journey and then bring you into the new school journey. Like, teaching you the culture as we go through the show. So it's so much fun, and I enjoy
Amen.
Doing it for the people.
It stopped. The show stopped.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to end the episode, okay?
All right.
I got
all right.
the time right now. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.